Look, I can't see why you're so worried. I expect he just got held up somewhere.
Death? Oh, yes. I expect he's got buttonholed by some old drinking chum and taken off for a swift half. And then, before he knew it, he was invited to make up the Skittles team. And then they all went for a clatchian.
I suppose when you look at it like that, it must be rather lonely for Father.
We've got to keep the business running. We can't have people who've been killed running around not dead. Come on, out of his chair, girl. Let's have a deco at these charts of his and the what do you call them?
Nodes.
Right. I'm sure that once we... Blimey.
What do all those symbols mean? I can't even tell which way you're supposed to read it.
Spiralling from the centre outwards.
How do you know?
Father taught me to read the node chart when I sat in here to do my sewing.
You can help?
No.
What do you mean?
I mean, I will do them and you can help.
Mort by Terry Pratchett. Dramatised by Robin Brooks. Part 4.
Death has retired from his profession and taken a job as a short-order cook. In his absence, his apprentice, Mort, is having to carry on his work with the help of Death's adopted daughter, Isabel, and his cook, Albert, who is actually a retired wizard of great power. Their task is complicated by the fact that Mort's reluctance to officiate at the death of the beautiful Princess Kelly has resulted in the creation of an alternative reality in which the princess survives. But this reality is shrinking.
The population don't seem to be resisting the fact that there's going to be a coronation. The sacrifice might be a problem. High priest of the Temple of Blind Io is very old and very short-sighted.
Then stand beside him and guide his hands. What do you think of my dress? You look a bit hot. Are you all right? Is it still moving?
What?
The boundary between the realities.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Will we have time for my coronation before it arrives?
That could be a close thing.
How close?
Very. Perhaps Mort will come up with something he seems to think he might.
It's hard to place much confidence in a young man who walks through walls.
There. Two names.
Are you sure?
Work it out for yourself if you like.
What happens now?
We have to fetch their fingies, hourglasses, lifetimers.
Mort.
What?
What you just said. It just sounded...
What?
Odd.
Come on!
Oh, never mind. So many of them. Is there one glass for everyone?
Of course.
How can this place be big enough?
Do you know anything about M-dimensional topography?
No.
I'll keep my gob shut then if I were you. Ah, here we are. Here's the first one.
Well, it looks like royalty.
Oh, that's an Egatian name. Somewhere in the Egatian Empire.
Ah, here's the other. The sooner you get started, the sooner you'll finish.
Fetch my sword.
All right, all right.
Mort?
Yes?
Something's happening to you. When you walk, you've started sort of stalking. And your eyes, they're getting bluer and bluer.
I know.
But I think I can control it.
Take your sword. I'll bring Binky round to the front door. Yeah, you ought to be careful with that.
On your knees, Albert O'Malley.
You wouldn't dare, boy.
Mort.
There was an agreement.
Not with me.
Mort, stop it. You can't kill Albert. You're here.
But I could send him back to the world.
Oi, oi, steady on.
Isabel, please, fetch me Albert's book.
Now.
You won't be able to control it forever.
I don't want to. I shouldn't think you've got much time left to live, have you? Down there.
91 days, 3 hours and 2 minutes. I was the greatest wizard the world has ever seen. But you don't get to be that without making a few enemies, see? Ones who wait for you on the other side.
And you thought you'd be safe here in Death's Kingdom?
He wouldn't send me back. I don't want to die.
Help me, then.
What do you want?
I stopped the Princess Kelly from dying. Real reality is closing in on her. I need to stop it.
Hold back reality? Is that all? There isn't any magic strong enough, not anymore.
Here's the book.
Go to the end. Read out what's being written.
Albert looked at him uncertainly.
You can't believe everything written there.
He burst out, knowing in the flinty pit of his heart that Mort certainly could.
Stop it!
He shouted, trying to put at the back of his mind the knowledge that even if reality could not be stopped, it might be possible to slow it down a little.
How?
Intoned Mort, in the leaden tones of death.
All right, you don't need to bother with my bit.
Pardon me for living, I'm sure.
Tell me how, wizard.
You don't frighten me,
said Albert. But he knew that this was his last chance, and Mort would send him back in time and deliver him bodily to the dark dungeon dimensions where creatures of horror would... Dot, dot, dot. It's all dots after that.
There is one spell. It slows down time over a small area. I'll write it down, but you'll have to find a wizard to say it.
I can do that.
On one condition.
What?
You have to do the duty first. These two hourglasses need attending to.
He's right. If you don't, everything will go wrong and Albert will drop back into time anyway.
But one of the deaths is over in the Great Neff foremost, and the other one right in Bezpelagic. And then I've got to get back to Stolat. That's a round trip of 10,000 miles.
The master would have found time. Oh.
Write down that spell for me.
I'll make some sandwiches. We'll need them.
Yeah, what's this we?
I'm coming with you.
Oh, no, you're not.
There's ham or cheese and chutney.
Thanks.
Which one are we doing first?
Bezpelagic. It's over in the Agatian Empire. We've got miles to go.
Alberto Malich sits on his narrow bed, glowering at the wall.
The master never would have stood for all this. He ought to be told.
Albert kneels down and pulls out a battered trunk from under the bed.
It's a... robe? Staff? Where's my hat? Got to have a hat for the wizard in.
Donning the rusty, dusty costume, Albert kicks aside the rug with the tip of his staff and draws a pentangle on the bedroom floor.
Edificium Maleficium Praesepe.
Alberto Malich materialises in the centre of the unseen university in roughly the same place from which he departed 2,000 years before.
Right, I'm back. Oh, you. What's your name?
Rincewind, assistant librarian.
What sort of librarian would have you for assistant? My God, this place has gone downhill since I started it. I'm looking for death.
Death?
I want the 8 most senior wizards assembled here in half an hour with all the necessary equipment to perform the rite of Ashkente. What's this bloody monkey doing in my university?
This is our librarian. He used to be a wizard, but got caught in some magic, sir. Now he won't let us turn him back, and he's the only one who knows where all the books are. I look after his bananas.
Shut up.
Shutting up right away, sir.
I'm off down the pub. I'll be back in half an hour.
Yes, sir.
There's no more cheese. We'll have to have the ham. What's that over there?
We're getting close. Those are the pyramids of Tsort.
Gleaming in the moonlight. Oh, how romantic.
And mortared with the blood of thousands of slaves.
All right, all right.
Right, I'm back. You,
sir,
put this somewhere. That's the last time that bloody landlord gives any lip to a wizard. I turn my back for a few hundred years and suddenly people in this town think they can talk back to us.
As the bursar of this university, I must say we've always encouraged a good neighbour policy with respect to the community. I mean, we feel that in a changing world, civic duty is vital.
Anyone else want to show a sense of civic duty? You spineless maggots! I didn't found this university so you could lend people the bloody lawnmower. What's the use of having power if you don't wield it? By the smoking mirror of Grissom, there's going to be some changes around here. And that bloody monkey goes to the circus first thing. And now you will oblige me by setting up the rite of Ashkente. I have some unfinished business.
statues look terrifying. What are they here for?
According to the Sortian priests, they come alive when the pyramid is sealed and prowl the corridors to protect the king from tomb robbers.
What a horrible superstition.
This is the burial chamber.
Look at all this treasure. And those statues of people sleeping, they're very lifelike. Oh, she's not wearing very much, is she? She'll catch her death in here.
Yeah!
Oh, my lord.
Now, run along to wherever you believe you're going.
I shall be a concubine at the heavenly court of King Zettisfoot, who will dwell among the stars forever.
You don't have to.
But I've been training for it.
Right, let's get out of here before the statues wake up.
Prepare the blue fire. Put more blood in the goblets.
Sing up, you bunch of girl guides!
I will take you wherever you want, Isabel. Then I must leave you.
But I thought you wanted to rescue the princess.
I have no choice. There are no choices.
Mort!
Someone is performing the rite of Ashanti. I am summoned. I will...
Oh, no, you don't!
Let me go!
Not you, you idiot! You're not death! You're just Mort!
More power! Give it more power!
Right, double bacon, fried slice, sausage, beans.
Oh.
Oi, everything all right in there?
What do you want with me?
It's death. We've summoned death. Why is he wearing an apron that says Haga's House of Ribs?
Why have you called me? I was having fun.
What happened to me?
Someone used the rite of Ashkente. Father hates it. He says they always summon him at inconvenient moments. I think the part of you that was death went, and you stayed behind.
I see.
So, are we still going to rescue this princess, or what?
At the Palace of Stolat, the coronation of Queen Kelly is proceeding slowly. The boundary between realities is shrinking fast.
Hear me, O blind Io of the hundred eyes. Hear me, great Ofla of the bird-haunted mouth. Hear me, O merciful fate.
Can you see it?
It's only a few streets away.
Hear me, O cold destiny. Hear me, O seven-handed sect.
Tell him to get a move on.
You won't want to displease the gods.
Well, they won't be as displeased as me, and I'm here.
Steikhagel, god of isolated cow buyers. Hear me.
Your Grace. What? If we could move forward a little faster.
Well, this is very irregular.
Very well.
We shall go straight to the recitation of the lineages.
Your Grace, I think we do need to go further forward than
really?
That.
All right.
Prepare the incense and fragrance for the shriving of the fourfold path.
I don't think we have time for the shriving of the fourfold
path. Oh, my sake, that is the limit. Might as well not bother with a religious ceremony at all.
Fetch in the sacrificial elephant, then.
The knife is here, Your Grace.
I don't need your help, my lad. I've been sacrificing man and boy and women and animals for 70 years. Right.
No, just hand. hand me the crown.
Now that won't be necessary. And the wizard will put his hands where I can see them.
Half a dozen large, serious men stand behind the Duke, pointing large, serious crossbows.
Look, they're stole that up ahead.
Is that an elephant down there?
Eh?
How long have we got?
2 minutes.
What are we going to do when we get there?
I was sort of hoping something would suggest itself at the time. We've got Albert's spell to try.
Look! I can see the dome of the interface. It's right over the palace. It's sinking. It's in the palace.
Hold tight.
Be assured, Princess Kelly. I will personally decree a week's mourning for you.
You won't get away with this.
Actually, you won't, you know. The interface has arrived. This is going to have never happened.
If he moves his fingers, shoot.
Don't touch her. Don't lay a finger on her. I'll kill you. I'll kill you all.
The Duke and his men take one look at Mort, the blue flame of Death's sword humming through the air, and turn and run. They disappear through the shrinking bubble of the interface. Only the four young people are left inside.
Anyone got any ideas?
I've got a spell that will slow down reality. Wizard, you could...
No, I couldn't. It's got too small. The magic would blow our heads off.
Will someone crown me, please? I would like to die a queen.
There you are. Crowned.
It's going to be a short reign.
Sorry, Binky. I'll give you a rub down when we get home.
When we... Hey!
What?
We're leaving. We're all leaving. Everybody get on the horse.
I shall stay. I want to die like a...
Come on! Good. Get on the horse.
Where are we going?
My father's country.
Hold on! I don't think there's anyone here.
Mock Tudor. It's somehow not what one would expect.
Albert! Albert! I don't ever remember Albert not being here.
And it's a bit pokey, isn't it?
Would anyone like a drink?
I was expecting a castle at least.
A glass of dry sherry?
Big dark towers. Is that an umbrella stand?
It has got a scythe in it.
Why don't we all go into the study and sit down?
Look, this is all very well, but what are we going to do now?
I'll rewrite the biographies or something.
What's Father going to say?
Don't worry. I'll think of something.
The big leather armchair behind the desk revolves slowly.
You had better start now, then. Shut the door, Albert.
Yeah.
Master,
Shut up!
That's... your father!
Daughter, what is the meaning of this?
I just wanted to help Mort.
No, look, I...
Be silent, boy! I invite you into my home. I feed you. I clothe you. I give you opportunities you could not dream of. Not to mention the occasional afternoon off. And this is how you repay me. You seduce my daughter.
Hang on. I certainly have not. I haven't.
You neglect the duty. You damage the very fabric of reality. And you have certainly doomed your companions to oblivion. All in all, not a great start to your career.
You could let them go. It wasn't their fault. You could rearrange all this.
Why should I? They belong to me now.
I'll fight you for them.
You can't fight me. No mortal can fight me.
I'll fight you for them.
Uh-huh. As equals?
Yes.
A challenge?
Yes. And if I win?
If you win, you can do whatever you please. Come. We will fight in the Hall of the Lifetimers. Albert, bring the scythe and the sword.
I say, do you know what you're doing?
Nope.
What if you lose?
Maybe he won't.
What? What do you mean?
Well, Father's got a bit sick of it all, hasn't he? Well, you can't blame him. Maybe he's looking for early retirement.
Here are our two hourglasses, boy. Mine and yours. I looked them out. Yours doesn't seem to have that much sand left in it, does it? You are a queen.
Who, me? Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Then perhaps you would like to give us a count of three.
Look, are you quite sure this can't all be sorted out by just getting round a table and having a really good chat?
No. Your Majesty.
One, two... Hey, they both cheated!
Of course.
Death advances, grinning, the scythe spinning wickedly in his hands. Mort ducks a cut at head height, and the tip of Death's scythe catches an hourglass on the shelf above Mort's head, and in the slums of Ankh Morpork, a thug clutches his chest and slumps to the ground. Now Mort comes up, swinging the sword over his head. Death gives ground, and Mort's sword has hit a shelf. A whole armful of hourglasses is going tumbling.
Okay, I think that piton will hold us all.
But here comes Isabel, catching the hourglasses as they fall and putting them carefully back.
You're not going to believe this, guys, but it looks like the rope's caught on a rock.
Mort now comes down the hall. Death's hands move in blur. He is blocking every chop and thrust that Mort can throw at him.
Isn't there something we can do?
Mort will lose either way.
Mort is tiring. He dodged that swing by sheer luck.
What's that hourglass? Oh, no!
So, to continue. The extremely short reign of Queen Kelly, don't worry about the spelling, was brought to an end by a bizarre and grotesque...
My Lord Duke?
My heart!
But wait, Mort is coming back. He has Death at his mercy.
Strike. Go on, finish it.
I can't.
And Death kicks Mort right where it hurts and recovers his scythe.
One of us must.
It looks like the sands of time are running out.
Thus it ends, boy.
Strike, then.
Father!
What?
I love him!
You never mentioned it.
There wasn't time.
I didn't realize.
Be silent. Stand aside, Isabel.
No.
Love is no defense against me. Stand aside.
No!
Isabel, you will do as you are told.
No!
Isabel, go to your room!
I will not! It's not fair!
You're making this very difficult for both of us.
Good.
Mort, slumped against a pillar, the scythe blade to his throat, sees the last grain of sand trickle through his hourglass. It skids off the glossy surface of the glass, teeters at the neck, its silica facets reflecting the flickering torches in the hall, and then tumbles through, spinning slowly down to land on the pile below.
Oh, sod it.
And then Death turns the hourglass over. Once again, the great hall of the Palace of Stolat is crowded with servants, guards in ceremonial uniform, and richly dressed wedding guests. At the top of the stairs, the master of ceremonies stiffens. The guest of honor has arrived.
First, Lord of Stolat, Countess of Crum, Protector of the Eight Protectorates, and Empress of the long, thin, debated peace, upwards of Stow Kerrig.
The lovely young queen, resplendent in gorgeous robes, moves down the stairway to where the happy couple, the new Duke and Duchess of Stow Hilite, await her arrival.
Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Your Majesty.
Hello, Mort. I mean, my Lord Duke. How's Stow Hilite?
Fine, fine. We'll have to do something about the cellars. Your uncle seems to have had some unusual hobbies.
The royal recognizer, master of the Queen's bedchamber, his ipsissimusness, Igneous Cutwell, wizard, first grade.
Evening all.
Oh, we thought the fireworks were marvellous.
I don't expect it'll cost too much to rebuild the outer wall.
Where's the booze?
You behave yourself.
Yes, darling. I mean, Your Majesty.
Hey, stealer of souls, defeater of empires, swallower of oceans, thief of years, the ultimate reality, harvester of mankind.
Yes, all right, I'll see myself in, thank you.
You?
Yes, me.
We didn't think you'd come.
To my own daughter's wedding? It was the first time I've had an invitation to anything. It had gold edges. RSVP and everything.
But when you weren't at the service, we assumed that...
I thought perhaps that would not be entirely appropriate.
I suppose you're right.
I was under the impression that you were going to marry the princess.
Just because you happen to rescue a princess, that doesn't mean you should rush into things.
Very wise.
And then, Isabel and me, I mean, we got to know each other and...
Yes, 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 I'm sure, an excellent decision. However, I have decided not to involve myself in human affairs any further.
Really?
Except officially, of course. It may have been beginning to cloud my judgment.
But, look, there's something I'd really like to know. One moment we were in your hall, and the next, I mean, here we are, back in the world. How did you alter reality?
I had a word with the gods.
I shouldn't think they were very pleased.
They set an important condition. You are to see to it that history takes place and destiny is fulfilled.
I know. Kelly said, uniting the kingdoms and everything.
You might end up wishing you'd stayed with me.
I certainly learnt a lot. But I'm not sure I was really cut out for it.
I have a wedding present for you.
Oh. We thought the toast rack was from you.
Well, that was Albert. Here.
What is it? It's beautiful. It looks like an enormous pearl.
Yes.
Only there's movement inside. It's all swirly. Oh, look! Little streamers of light.
It is a pearl of a different colour. A pearl of reality.
We'll look after it.
Do. One day it may be the seed of a new universe. Oh,
thank you.
And now I really must be off.
Are you sure? You're welcome to stay. Have a sausage roll.
Duty calls. You know how it is.
Yes. Look, if you ever want a few days off, you know, a holiday.
That's a very kind offer. I shall consider it seriously.
I don't want to say goodbye.
Then don't. I'll just say... au revoir.
In Mort by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks and narrated by Anton Lesser, Mort was played by Carl Prekop, Death by Geoffrey Whitehead, Albert by Philip Jackson and Isabel by Claire Corbett. Cutwell was played by Adam Godley, Princess Kelly by Alice Hart, Rincewind by Philip Fox and the Duke by John Glover. The director was Claire Grove.